big plan. Let's see how and where it goes. So I think I was like a typical man ki shaadi nahi karni, bacche nahi karne. Because I still remember when I started working, when I got my own money, I was like on cloud nine. I used to spend like crazy. I still remember when I was not even getting like 20,000 bucks a month, I had a credit card which I think had a max out limit of 50 or 60,000. I had maxed it out in my first month. And for the rest of the, I think, year, I used to just pay the minimum bills and take it forward. So that was really interesting time, which I think taught me the value of money also. And then I met my wife on Facebook, and that's how we went ahead. Nishay was a good surprise for us, both of us, because we were trying for a good amount of time. And then the lockdown hit and everything. And I think he was a blessing for me because I was going through a tough time at that point of time from a mental point of view, because I just lost my father, then mother in quick succession in just 3 to 4 years. So I'd actually been on like a therapy or to come out of that grief. And then immediately after my mother passed, next year is when Nishay was born. So we got the news and everything. We were really happy, and then he was born. It was really tough the first, eight months, because he was a colic baby and he used to cry a lot. And it's just me and my wife and him. So there is no elder in your house to guide you that, okay, this is what babies do. They will cry. And I used to get really paranoid that why is he crying? Why is he crying so much? And all those things. So my wife used to calm me down. Okay, this is still okay and everything. But I used to really get paranoid. And I don't know. I was one of the person that I never wanted a kid because I wanted to live my life. But when he was born, I was like the most protective father I could ever be. I used to always tell this to my wife and some of you, my few friends, that I can, let's say, die for all of you,